Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.
Jared, what's going on in Green Country?
What's going on in Green Country? There's some good food going on in Green Country.
Well, what's exciting you? Where have you been lately? Tell me about it.
So I just tried, I went back to Barron's on First earlier this week.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed their fries. I had their fries and I had their chicken shanks. And Justin Donaldson's doing some really good things there. I had their chicken shanks, but on top of the chicken shanks was a marshmallow foam.
Okay.
So it added some sweet and savory that
the
really...
weird texture. How was that texture?
The texture, the chicken shank was tender, but the marshmallow was almost like a foam. So it wasn't like a gummy marshmallow. It played really, really well. And something interesting that is happening at Barron's is right now they're starting to branch off into desserts. So he's starting to make his own desserts from scratch, and it's really fun. He had a pad thai lemongrass parfait.
Ooh, tell me about where does that even begin?
So where did that begins is it's a beautiful lemongrass flavors. It's a little nutty, and you do taste a little sauce. So you might even say salty from maybe some fish sauce, but it does have some nuts, and it also has those rice noodles in there to add interesting contrast of texture.
I love that idea. I'm a big crunch guy.
Yes.
And so when you can bring crunch to the dessert, I'm always in.
Yes.
That's
and
awesome.
And so that's a place that I was at recently.
Okay.
And then I know pizza.
Yes.
Gotta love pizzas.
Always gotta love pizza.
And so Bohemian, I was there recently. And then also Lo-Fi again.
Yes.
And the reason I want to mention Lo-Fi is Chef Trevor Tack and Noah, who are the owners. Well, I know Chef Tack is the chef.
Yeah.
But they're opening up a place called Ava June, a brasserie next door very soon. And so I'm excited about that.
What do you do? So it's a brasserie. So kind of bistro-ish, kind of like maybe some rotisserie chickens and things like that?
I think a little bit more upscale and refined. I know that he's going to have a bread program there.
Nice, okay.
And he's got a really good pastry chef named Coda Potter who just came out with a wonderful tres leches cake with a chamomile milk sauce.
Oh my gosh.
And a pickled blueberry compote on top. So it's unlike any other tres leches cake I've had before.
That sounds amazing. That's amazing.
Yes.
Gotta get over there for that.
And it's one of those things, the chamomile is so subtle and it's on the back end and you taste it, the aftertaste.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, tea has that quality. I could totally see how that would work. It's amazing.
It does really work. And I'm really excited to see where they're taking that because that is something new on Cherry Street, which is a big prominent area.
Sure.
And outside of, it has smoke on Cherry Street. There's some staples like Nola's, but what Lo-Fi is doing there is, the only other place is Andolini's Pizza. Lo-Fi is completely different than that.
Yeah.
And there's not another brasserie or anything else on that street
that's
quite
great.
Like it.
Yeah, well, yeah, Andolini's, that's old school.
That is old school.
It's like, and I love that idea that you have a little bit of both in proximity. You can hop down there and check it out and figure out what you like best, right?
Absolutely. So that's the exciting part. That's what's happening in Tulsa.
Yeah.
A little bit further north, Green Country, I know Chef Nuk Dacree.
Mm-hmm.
He reopened Restaurant Cicada, and so I know there's a special dinner next week. I'm excited to try that out to see what Bartlesville's doing.
Okay, very good. So yeah, Bartlesville's a little bit underrated, isn't it?
It is. They have some incredible chefs there, including Marjorie Taylor at the Eatery, which a great bakery. Her and Annie Saltzman are doing really good things with baking.
Yeah.
And then also Hillary Camplain does a harvest table where she sources from the Bartlesville area, just in that Washington County area, Nowata, and does some really good things with outside of Ragtag Resilience and a place called Tallow.
Very good, very good. So, anywhere else on that side of the state that you want to talk about before we move to this side of the state a little bit?
Well, I do have some thoughts of this side of the state because I've started to
branch
off here.
That's what I'm going to say. So let's move over here. So you have been dining over here with us in the Oklahoma City area.
I have.
Quite a bit lately. Tell me about, take us around.
Take us around. Well, I did try out Promesta, who is Chef Andrew Black's new place. I have a new review out about it.
Yes.
I think that, it's new. We have some places to go. I think that there's potential, but I think that
it's got work. We talked about it on the last podcast a little bit. They're coming at it from a different approach, skipping over preview services and things like that. So we kind of got preview services at opening.
Yes.
Is kind of how I see it. And that's just a choice you're going to make, but there's going to be some stumbles.
Well, absolutely. And it's something interesting is it's unlike the Black Walnut or the Gray Sweater.
Yeah.
It seems not quite as focused or tuned in.
Right.
And I think that is the thing that's sort of lacking.
So we're saying give it time, folks. We trust Andrew. Give it time. Yeah. But, you know, but hey, it's a beautiful place too. So if you do, that's the thing, you know, when a place is new and you come in and if you have a problem, then especially when they've just opened, feedback is really important.
It is.
And they're looking for it. They're not looking for anybody being rude. Nobody ever is. Nope. But if you have a problem, if something isn't the way you expect it to be, especially at a high-end restaurant like Pearl Mesa, you've got to communicate with the staff and you know, and with the chef if you can, and give that feedback, and then they will get better. I mean, I promise you, Gray Sweater and Black Walnut went through those things as well.
Absolutely. The last places I got to go back to Nonesuch. It was my second time.
Yes. Yeah. When did you go? Just for a regular meal or some kind of special meal?
So I was there back in, I want to say, March and April before Kelly Whitaker.
Before the change.
Before the change. And so, you know, at that time for my reviews, I got an 88 out of 100. It's a decent score. Excellent score range. But this time around, when I went back, you can already tell that changes are happening. I got to meet and talk with Garrett Hare, the chef.
Garrett's a great kid.
I didn't get to meet Kelly by any means, but I haven't released my review yet.
Yeah.
It is a improved score, to say the least.
Yeah.
But one thing that was very impressive, and this is my soapbox, I'm a sweets guy.
Yeah.
So I acknowledge my bias. Sweets. Got that sweet tooth. Their pastry program, if you have a 10-course meal, you have three pastry courses. That's 30% of your menu.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of people say, well, if you don't have a pastry chef or pastry is an afterthought, that's not an excuse to me.
Yeah.
Make the desserts that equal the rest of the menu.
Yeah.
Their desserts, the totality of the three desserts that I had was on equal footing with Ever, Oreo, Alinea in Chicago.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Because, my experience there has been similar. You know, I did the Den, which was amazing, and then I did the Bruto pop-up, which was, like, spectacular. That was a really good indication of what Oklahoma can expect going forward from that kitchen. And we were talking about this ahead, you know, right, Nonesuch is getting ready to welcome a chef from Nashville, from Catbird Seat.
I heard, yes.
Brian Baxter, and they're going to be turning the kitchen over to him for 2 or 3 weeks or maybe a month, something like that. And, you know, they're talking about how when they come back, it's going to be refreshed. And I've got this theory that, who knows, maybe they'll even change the name. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But I'm fascinated at the approach that Kelly and his group are taking, where it's methodical, is what it is. They're really taking their time. They've got some processes that they're installing into that kitchen that I know are going to matriculate throughout the state in kitchens. I mean, just because it makes sense, the way that they're doing things. It's a really important opening. I'm glad you had a good, who knows? I'm glad you had a good experience, but who knows what's next?
Yes, and it'd be interesting.
And that's kind of exciting, honestly.
It is greatly exciting, because two of the things that really stood out to me on how I critique food is the atmosphere and service. Both times I went were really top-notch, and the atmosphere in particular, with that Hygge Swedish or Nordic theme of relaxation, grays, and that wood tones.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're going to keep that or reinvent that depending on what happens.
Right.
Because it's a beautiful layout for, it has got that feel.
That's what I'm curious about too, because all of their restaurants in Denver or in Colorado, the design and the feel are just as important as the menu.
Yes.
You know, and the quality and how they come off, which is, I guess that's how you end up getting Restaurateur of the Year.
Yeah.
Well, not for Colorado, for America.
And that's impressive. And I have to wonder, like, a lot of those places that do Restaurateur, I've not been to establishments in Colorado. Do they have a similar theme for each one? Like, they're distinctly Kelly?
Each has a story and a feel of its own. And and the commitment is to that. It's not to Kelly and his ego or anybody else and their ego. This is a place that that has its own goals, in other words. And so everything about it, the look, the feel, the service, the food, how it's produced, will reflect that.
And I am excited. And I think Oklahoma needs this. And this is one thing that I know we didn't really talk about, but I think that's really important, because Texas is getting Michelin.
Yep.
And a lot of good things are happening in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And to have Kelly there here, along with other places that are opening up, you know,
we
cannot skip here.
Yeah, they can't. The Michelin Guide people, they will not be able, because we now have a Michelin star holder in the state.
Yes.
They have to look this way.
Yes.
And so that's just opportunity for everybody else.
Yes, and that you have Vegas on one end,
right.
you have Dallas right
that's
below,
right.
and then
that's
you
right.
have you have Chicago.
That's right.
We're the diamond in the rough. We're
right,
right in the middle.
Right in the middle. You got to cross right through, and guess what? We got some good places to eat.
We do have some good places to eat.
Well, man, I am so glad that you've been making it out this way, and I'm of course glad you're able to make it on chat with us today. Thanks so much. Oh, before we get out of here, let's talk real quick about the book.
Absolutely.
A Feast for the Senses: The Psychological Art of Eating Well.
Yes.
Tell me about it. Tell folks about this book. How can they get it? And
well,
what can they expect?
They can get it off of Amazon right mm-hmm. now. Hard copy, paperback, ebook, also audiobook. Now I didn't narrate it. I wish I did. The audiobook's coming, but it details the journey that I have where uh-huh. we form these relationships with food and patterns at an early age.
Yeah.
And I formed that with my father.
Uh-huh.
And in 2016, I lost my father. And at that time, I was almost 400 pounds.
Wow.
And instead of that, I was very close with my father. Instead of using that grief and food as a coping mechanism, mm-hmm. I used it as a strength to lose 176 pounds in 1 year.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't due to a magic pill. It wasn't yeah. due to a shot. It was due to calories in, calories out.
Yep.
But during that time, I really explored food, the psychology of food, and realized mm-hmm. when I go to a restaurant, I'm ordering the same thing over and over. I had established a pattern mm-hmm. that I've developed throughout my life, and I was able to break free from that pattern
yeah.
by recognizing it and using the five senses to explore all aspects of life.
It's amazing, man. Well, it's congratulations on the book and congratulations on that journey.
Thank you.
Because that's a really, you know, it's an amazing journey, but it's also, I know it's got to be really gratifying and everything else. So.
And it's something that I'm able to share because, you know,
yeah.
Oklahoma and people in general, you know, weight loss is a struggle.
It's a thing, yeah. We eat a lot of fried foods.
And, we do.
And we have a lot of bad weather, which makes exercise a little more
yes.
of a challenge here, like repeated exercise a little more of a challenge and all that stuff. So, yeah.
The one thing that I realized in doing weight loss is if you look at it like, I'm not going to eat this, I'm going to
yeah.
not eat this, or you go to a dietitian and they say, you can't eat this, you can't
yeah.
eat this. We're Americans. We're hardwired to resist being told
right.
what to do. But if you take that bag of Skittles that you've loved since you were five,
yeah.
and you're used to eating a bag of it, if you just had a little handful, that's
yeah.
a start.
That's right.
And you're, you know what? That's a start and you're well on your way.
Awesome, man. Well, find the book, check it out, and Jared, thanks again.
Awesome. It's always a pleasure, Dave.
Yeah.
The Food Dude and Friends is produced in partnership with KOSU Radio. Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.